Power Master is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. Power Master is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. Power Master also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
All right, we're back at Real Racing USA live on Tuesday night. And, Rick, that's pretty wild, man. We're going to make an extreme jump here. We're going from two promoters in South Florida to Valerie Thompson out at the Bonneville Salt Flats. Valerie, welcome to Real Racing USA.
Hi, thank you.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Cool. Did you go out and make some runs today?
Yes, we were able to make one pass, and we are waiting to make our second pass to back up a new land speed record. And the rain and the wind, we were not able to make our second pass, but we're going to be able to do that first thing tomorrow morning if the weather permits.
So what kind of mile per hour are you going for?
Well, we were going for 200, and today when I made one route, or one run, I went 151.877, and that's without the nitrous bottle. I'm just kind of getting a little bit more comfortable with the bike still, because I've only rode it twice.
And how far do you actually go from start to finish?
Well, I'm on a five-mile course, and we have 2 miles to catch up to speed, and a mile they clock me, and then 2 miles to slow down.
2 miles to slow down.
For tomorrow, we're trying to get on the bigger course, and if we can get onto the 8 mile course and go a little bit longer.
I mean, that's out there where they do rocket sleds and all that, isn't it?
They
do some wild things out there. I know I've seen on some Discovery type channel shows and whatnot. But so you were hampered a bit by the rain. I guess it's got to be pretty good, pretty. Not only dry, obviously, but you can't have too much wind going on.
No, actually, there's a wind limit about 10 miles per hour. If it's over that, then, they don't normally let us run.
So how many times have you done this Bonneville deal?
This is my third year.
Third year?
And
it's all been all Harleys?
Yep, uh-huh. I've been on a Harley-Davidson every single time.
Wow. And you know, a few years back, I remember seeing something, I think it was on Discovery Channel or something, about the condition of Bonneville, how it was deteriorating. Has it gotten any better out there?
Well, last year they said that it was the best speed that they, or not the speed, they said it was the best salt that they've ever had, and that this year it's not looking so good, but it's manageable and it's runnable, so... Here we are.
So how did you get...
in the hands of the weather, man.
Yeah. How did you progress from the drag strip to Bonneville?
Well, I was asked by my sponsor, Legend Air Ride Suspension. They were my very first sponsor in my whole drag racing career. And he wanted me to ride his bike, and I said yes. And then when I got a little closer to that time, I was a little bit afraid.
Yeah, that's a whole different world out there, isn't it?
It really is, yes. And you think of the salt flats. I mean, you can't imagine what it's like out there. And it just reminds me of snow, hard-packed snow, but it's really salt.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you can, like, see forever, huh? I mean, is it like...
We have 15 miles of land that we're using.
Uh-huh.
And... they've, groomed the track. There's two tracks that we have. Actually, there's three tracks. There's the Run What You Brung, and then we have the short 5 mile course, and then we have the 10 mile course. But since the salt isn't that good this year, they've only knocked it down to 8 miles.
Now, when you're on that salt flat, the difference between that and a drag strip. I mean, a drag strip, you're between two walls, and you're going down two lanes. How do you keep your sense of direction? Is it marked off for you?
It's marked off. You have a big, there is a wide track for us. But when I was going, you know, 150 miles per hour, I kind of lost sense of where I really was. Am I in the middle? Am I off to the right? Because, you know, this time here is the middle is softer, and everybody says stay to the right or stay to the left. So when I was in, you know, my mile clock timing, it was like, oh, am I in the center? Am I on the am I on to the right?
And what kind of mile per hour do you turn in a quarter mile?
My best time that I've ever done was 9.16 at 146 miles per hour.
Well, that's getting it in a short time.
And I just did that in Woodburn, so that was a great feeling to come into the Salt Flats, having the best time that I've ever had. Coming to the Salt Flats, having feeling good about that run.
And I see as of August 30th, you're 3 points out of first place in the drag racing?
I am. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, now, speaking of that, I tell you what, Valerie, we have somebody that we definitely want to hook up with you here, somebody you know, Stevie Latem. And he definitely wants to talk to you. So what we're going to do is we're going to take about a 30-second little break here. I'm going to get him on the line with you at the same time. Okay?
All right.
All right, so hang on, and we'll be right back with you.
All right.
Well, you know what? It's time to go drag racing! 200 plus miles per hour.
Edward City Racing, it's about winning. From lug nuts to complete race cars and 12,000 parts in between. Whether you're new to racing or a seasoned veteran, you'll find what you need at Port City Racing. Since 1981, Port City Racing has been producing winners. Drag racing, circle track, and much more. You can now browse through our Port City Racing catalog on the web. View and shop online right from your race shop. PortCityRacing.com. That's PortCityRacing.com.
All right, Rick, we're back. I think we did a little magic here and hooked up Stevie Latemp, the voice of the All Harley Drag Racing Association, along with Valerie Thompson, who's out at the Bonneville Salt Flats. Can y'all hear us okay?
Good.
All right. So, Stevie, what do you think, man? Is this exciting for this young lady or what?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I was listening to it on the air, you know, before I came on here, and Valerie, I know this is now the fastest you have ever gone. And, of course, with the drag bike, you're flat flying. You're accelerating in 1,320 feet, so it's got to be a different feeling, I would imagine, on the G-force and the pull. Explain to me just when you get on your bike, and do you start off real slow, or do you guys throttle up right away, or just how do you go about driving this bike on the salt flats?
Well, when you first take off, you have to be real careful because what can happen is you spin the tire, and when you spin the tire, it makes the bike go, you know, side to side. And so you just kind of ease into the gas, and when I feel comfortable enough, I just give it some more and, you know, go about that way.
So you really do take a good mile or mile and a half, or how much time do you take to actually get up to the point where you cross into that one-mile run zone?
We have 2 miles to get up to speed.
2 miles to get up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
That
so I'm technically right. About, oh, it is.
Well, when you get up to speed, when you go into that, don't you have, like, isn't it a one-mile area there where, before they clock you or something? Can you see those clocks coming at you, or how does that look? Because I've never been there, and I think most people talking with haven't either.
Right. Well, what they have is they have flags, and at your mile marker, like 5 and 6 is when you're have to be up to your speed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know what number you have to be at full speed for the 1 mile clock. They clock you at kilo, and they mile per hour.
Well, curious, Valerie, do you have communication with your crew chief when you're out there going down the stretch?
No, I don't.
So once you climb on it, it's just you and your bike?
Yep, me and my bike and all the salt. No, all I look forward to is just the last leg so I can let off the throttle slowly.
Another thing, it's one thing to accelerate, but is there a handling problem whenever you do start to back off? Because you're not running on asphalt or concrete now. This is salt, and it's got to be a whole different feel to you.
Uh-huh.
How fast do you back off real quick, or is it a very slow deceleration?
It's a very slow process. You just slowly release the throttle. My first pass that I made yesterday, I did 143 and some change. I was thinking I was at the drag race strip, and at the end of the flag, I quickly let off. Well, I quickly remembered not to do that. So this time I let off slowly. Actually, I couldn't let off on the throttle. The grips they're a little bit big for my hands, and I was just kind of trying to roll off just a little bit, just because I remembered what I did the first time.
Now, you know, you mentioned that this was only, the third pass you've ever made on this bike. So you basically jumped on this bike. It wasn't fitted for you. Have you had any problems as far as being comfortable on it? Because you've got to be comfortable to handle a bike at these speeds. Is there any kind of problem with it?
Well, this bike was fitted for me. But when it turned out to be really long. So I'm having a difficult time to feeling comfortable on the bike, and my handlebars are real low, and so I'm actually stretched out even farther, like the top fuel bikes run.
Mm-hmm.
I am like totally stretched out. My feet, there's a little bit of bend in my knee, but there's not much. And in order for me to shift, there's a shifter back there, and. So the handlebars are so different from my drag bike that it's a night and day difference. So this bike is a night and day difference between my drag bike.
Valerie, are there other people out there competing in the same like class of bike, trying to better what you're doing, or is there a competitive thing about this?
Well. Yeah, there is. I mean, in all classes that are out here, I don't know who else is in, if anybody else is in my class. I'm not too sure. There's a couple hundred people out there, and we're not in group order or anything. It's just random. We're just in the pit.
Well, Valerie, I heard that you said that you guys had weather out there. So rain came in today. Just what happened that it canceled you from getting that second shot at the surface?
At the return pass? Well, when I was up there getting ready to take off, I mean, if you look behind you, you saw just the clouds, and you could see the cloud build up, and there was lightning out there, but it was so far away, and we knew it was coming, so they were like, we better get going. So I was the second to the last bike to run before they shut down the whole event for today, and if the weather would have got better, and if it would have just cleared up and rained like it does in Arizona for, 10-15 minutes, and then it cleared right back up, we could have been back out there this afternoon. It closed everything down about 1:45 this afternoon. We get a chance at it first thing tomorrow in the morning, but they're calling for 60% rain.
Oh, my. Curiosity, does that salt drain like sand does, or how does weather, affect that track surface?
No, I don't know how the water gets. I think it just absorbs and it just dries out. The salt is dry.
Is it very warm out there?
It's hot. It's very hot. The sun is out. The sun is so bright. And if anybody's been skiing, at the mountains, and when it's in the summertime, when you're skiing in the summertime, the white reflection just hits your face, and it just totally blinds you.
So do you got to use, like, a lot of, like, sunglasses or whatever when you're running that thing?
I don't use sunglasses when I have when I got my helmet on. I just
your tinted visor, whatever. Do you have to like put extra tint?
I have a tinted visor, but I'm not using it. You know, I have a brand new helmet that I'm using this time, and I'm afraid to switch out my clear to my dark shield one.
Shifting.
But I didn't have any problems with it, and I adapted quite well, and it feels real good.
Shifting gears real quick, how much has your life changed since the GoDaddy sponsorship?
Oh, boy, the GoDaddy sponsorship's been fabulous, and, you know, they're a great sponsor, and I'm hoping that they'll be with me next year and go with me next year to the NHRA and write a pro stock deal. And so,
now,
I just want to be the GoDaddy girl.
There you go. Now, my favorite part of that commercial, that video, is when you and Paul Tuttle Sr. are sitting side by side comparing how you ride your Harleys.
Yeah.
Was that cool?
Up, I write mine stretch.
That was so cool.
And you can get that on her website?
Yeah. I believe that's on your website, right?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So what was it like meeting Danica Patrick and all them?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, she's down to earth and, you know, I had good conversation with her, and we didn't talk about race and anything. It was just kind of, you know, what we were doing, and we were all having fun, and you know, she looked like she was having fun. And
y'all didn't make jokes about golfer girls, huh?
What's that?
You didn't make any jokes about golf girls, right? Girls who play golf. Ladies who play golf. You know?
No, huh?
Y'all do some pretty tough stuff. I mean, you're not going to get me going 140 miles an hour on a motorcycle.
There ain't no way. You know? There's no way.
I would pay to see that.
Yeah.
A lot of people would.
I would pay myself to watch, too.
Well,
I wish somebody's out here videotaping me, but, you know, I'm sure there's people out here videotaping, but I'm not sure who they are. So if anybody gets me on videotape, get a hold of me, please.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Let me stay kind of on the topic, leaving the salt flats now, and we're going back to the drag strip. You had a pretty successful weekend, August 25th and 26th, up at a Woodburn drag strip in Woodburn, Oregon, at the Salem Harley-Davidson Northwest Nationals. Tell us just a little bit about the race there. You were up into the runner-up position. Almost took that baby home, not quite, but still
yeah,
you had a great race.
I did. I did all I could, and all what the bike gave the bike, all what it had, and, you know, it was a good pass. It just wasn't good enough to get the win light. So, you know, I'm really more excited about, even though I did lose, you know, which is sad, but what I'm really more excited about is that I cut a great light, and I got a good 60-foot time on him, and I thought that, you know, I was going to have it right mid-track, and then all of a sudden his bike just started creeping up on me, and
well, you know,
that was that.
We're speaking about Ellie Tonglen, who has been literally just about invincible this year, and I almost took it away from him. You got that hole shot on him, and actually you turned a better mile per hour on the top end, but you were about 5.5 pennies, just a few hundredths from taking that baby and putting it in the bank. It was oh so close. So it looked like an excellent run. And you had to be really pleased with the bike performance. You sure did your job.
I did, you know, and I was really on top of my game. I was really, really focused. And, you know, these past few races, I hadn't been that focused, especially on the tree. And I needed to go to bed early and get some good rest and eat good, drink lots of water, and I just really put my mind to doing all those steps, and it worked, and I'm going to do it again.
All right, so tomorrow now is when you have how many more days out there?
Drag racing school techniques out at the Woodburn race, and wish I would have took them out a long time ago.
Very good.
Yeah, Valerie, how many more days do you have out there at the Salt Flats?
Well, we have until Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
And, you know, the weather's not looking good for Thursday, and the weather's looking 60% rain on Wednesday. I don't know if they would extend it or not. you know, it's a once annual event, so.
Right.
I'm not sure if they rented out the salt flats for a couple extra days.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, we'll stay on top of it, because if you, you know, whatever you end up with, we definitely want to make sure the news gets out about it.
Right.
On our end, anyway.
I'd like to say, you know, thanks to Keith Ball at BikerNet.com, and he's the gentleman that spent all of his, you know, 1 year worth of, you know, coming up to this point, and, you know, he's did well for my career and continues to do well for my career, and we work great together, and he's come up with a great team this year, and Nyla, she's her right-hand man, whatever you say, and she's, you know, the one that feeds us, and everybody's just doing a great job.
All right,
what's your website real quick, Valerie?
ValerieThompsonRacing.com, or it's vtracegirl.com.
All right,
Valerie, we really enjoyed talking to you, and good luck.
Well,
cool.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks a lot for spending some time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Take care, Valerie.
And Stevie, we're going to come back to you at about 8:30 Eastern time with, I think we're going to talk to Will Simplot and Sonny Burris tonight, who are pro drag racers, riders.
Absolutely, and these two guys butt heads. They're out there on the West Coast. It should be some interesting trash talk.
Stevie, did you just call them butt heads?
No.
They butt heads.
They butt heads. Okay.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Listen, yes. These boys are too big for an old man like me to ever call them a butt head.
There you go, brother.
There you go.
Smartest guy in the world, but boy, I ain't stupid.
we'll talk to you soon, Stevie.
Gentlemen.
All right.
Imagine that.
Wow. Fast women.
I'm telling you. Okay, man, you know what? We got to move right along here, because we got to go to Martinsville.
Martinsville.
Up there in the mountains or somewhere.